Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, February 28th, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. In a letter today, Master Executive Council President Greg Davidovich informed the membership about the results of our furlough mitigation efforts. In accordance with the timeline established by the February 7, 2014 agreement, today, United completed the processing of the crossovers and other involuntary furlough mitigation measures, and we are troubled by the fact, despite these efforts, 111 flight attendants continue to be subject to an involuntary furlough effective April 1, 2014. As you know, the February 7, 2014 agreement and subsequent understandings were intended to mitigate the number of flight attendants subject to involuntary furlough while increasing available individual options, enhancing job security, and protecting seniority. However, these agreements did not change our position on this issue. We will continue to fight and to seek a final and binding resolution through the System Board of Adjustment. We understand the solutions many confronted were not perfect, and many made decisions they would not otherwise reached absent the circumstances. However, the individual decisions made by those affected provide a level of certainty for their future. The outstanding issue of the cause of United's staffing and manpower issues remains in dispute. Our ongoing work involving outside legal, AFA legal, and the various committees of our union in affirming and defending the protections from involuntary furlough as a result of productivity changes contained within our contract continues. It is important to note that a component of the February 7, 2014 agreement provides that all United flight attendants, regardless of the decision that has been made in the face of this adversity, will retain and accrue seniority for all purposes. Those placed on involuntary furlough status are entitled to recall as provided by the terms of our contract. Each and every one of these flight attendants are an integral part of our flight attendant community. This outcome is simply devastating to the people and their families affected by these decisions, and there is no justification from management about running a more efficient operation that will make this any easier. Our flying partners now confront a new set of circumstances, and they must understand that they are not alone. We stand in solidarity with our flying partners until they return to their rightful place on the line. This past week, the United MEC Reserve Committee conducted the annual MEC Reserve Training in Chicago. 48 of our flying partners, representing every one of our 15 local councils, reviewed reserve contractual requirements, legalities, and were trained in anticipation of the upcoming implementation of our industry-leading new contractual reserve preferencing system. All of these volunteers gave generously of their personal time in the service of our members and our union. We are grateful to the many participants for their interest and involvement in this important aspect of our union's work. We brought to the company's attention that there appeared to be a problem with the updating of flight attendant sick leave hours appearing on the individual pay advice and Unimatic FDMS screens. On Wednesday, we received an update from United's payroll department advising AFA that the issue had been corrected with one exception. At the time the February 28, 2014 paychecks were issued for international locations, the fix had not yet been implemented, so the sick leave accrual information for flight attendants at international locations is not necessarily accurate on the February 28, 2014 pay advice. Pay advices for flight attendants at all domestic locations should now accurately reflect the correct sick balance. Pay advice for flight attendants at all international locations will be updated accurately on the March 16, 2014 paycheck. The FDMS screen for all flight attendants, regardless of base, have been updated and accurately reflect the current sick leave accrual. As a reminder, today is our second year anniversary of the ratification of the 2012-2016 agreement. We can look forward to increases in the hourly rate of pay, that's Sections 5A1 and Sections 5A2, effective with the March schedule month, and daily vacation rate, Section 18K1B, increases, which become effective today. For more information, please visit our website. Preference month bidding for annual PERSA recurrent qualification training is underway at all domiciles. This year's class will be a one-day class, excluding travel, and will be held at Newark, Dulles, Chicago, Houston, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Guam, Hong Kong, and Heathrow. PERSA recurrent classes will be available during the months of May, June, October, and September at each of these locations, and class-specific class dates will be bid in the month preceding training. Flight attendants with a PERSA qualification should be aware that preference month bidding is open as of February 27, 2014 through March 10, 2014 at 0700 hours Central Standard Time. Bids are submitted via Unimatic DIS star 66063. Preference awards will be awarded in seniority order. Awards will appear in your FANFO screen in Field 7, adjacent to the words PERSA LDR by March 14, 2014. The company has designated specific dates within each month on which this training will be conducted at each location. That information is also available on our website. If you haven't heard, we have a mobile app. Since the launch of the app, we have added many additional features and refinements. We encourage all flight attendants to download our app and keep it right next to your favorite social networking app on your phone. That way you know right where it is. Use it as the place to go for AFA information. Using our app, you are able to file a report, view our contract, contract education and reserve survival guide, read and listen to Dear AFA, read negotiations updates via our United newsletter, contact your local council, read our latest news, and review cabin seat agreements, FMLA information, and useful websites. Our AFA mobile app provides us the opportunity to bring important information straight to any smartphone platform or mobile device available on the market today. Share this announcement with your flying partners, as well as contact your local council directly, all straight from the app. We welcome your feedback on this resourceful tool for United flight attendants. Visit www.unitedafa.org/app on your smartphone, download the beta version of the application, and connect right away. This week, our 9 joint negotiators met together with management in Seattle. To stay in tune with all joint contract negotiations updates and to begin receiving your copy of the Our United newsletter, visit www.ourunited.org and sign up today. The Our United website and newsletter are your only direct source for all flight attendant negotiations news. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.